Hello guys, how are you doing? This is Pavel here, and today I want to share career advice. And the reason for this is because many times, actually pretty often, I get all kinds of requests from people I mentor or I coach, or just young students from places where I've given a talk about personal branding or any other subject, asking me for career advice. And very often I received notes on LinkedIn, for example, asking me for 30 or 60 minutes of my time for a one-on-one conversation to share with them some of the things that they can do to further their career, to find a job, and so on. So I figured the most effective way for me to share all of this advice is creating a little podcast here about it and be able to share the same message with dozens or hundreds or perhaps at some point thousands of people, right? So much more effective. So that's kind of the reasoning behind putting together this little podcast around career advice. And so with that, let's dive straight into the subject and share some ideas. So this, again, depends on kind of where every person stands. But one of the questions that I get very often is, hey, I'm a student, I'm getting my undergrad, or I'm about to finish my MBA or any other master's degree. And so how do I land a job, right? There are many ways to approach this, but a very, very effective one is to have a very well-defined set of companies that you would want to work for, as well as job functions that you would want to perform, right? You cannot achieve anything if you don't know what you want. Very simple. So what I recommend and what I did, many years back when I was trying to land a job right after business school, is first of all, I have already a very, very clear idea of the industry that I wanted to work for. So of course, for sure, have an industry in mind, right? You cannot be just randomly sending job applications, all across the board, because you're gonna get lost. There are many, many options out there. So using my own example, I knew I wanted to work for the extended high-tech industry, if you will, software, technology industry, right? And within that specific industry, I knew very, very clearly that I wanted to work at the time for one specific company. I wanted to get a job at Microsoft. And for context, I had zero experience working at that industry or any relevant knowledge about Microsoft itself. I actually hadn't even worked in this country altogether, right? I was an international student at the time. And so I had zero experience in the industry, in the company, in the country itself. And so it seemed pretty daunting at the time. But I was very focused. So I said, I want to work for this specific company, and then I want to work for any kind of sales-related job that I can perform with them. So in an almost obsessive way, maniacally, I focused on applying to any and every possible job within Microsoft that was sales-related across the United States, right? Again, in my case, I was location free, so that gave me again a lot of freedom, for the scope of my search. But in any case, if you want to work in a specific city, well, you define it to that, to the confines of that city as well. The industry, I think, again, not everybody will have that very clear. By the way, I did land the job at Microsoft as I wanted, in spite of my zero industry experience. And I think the big reason for that was my clarity, how well defined it was what I wanted to accomplish, right? So I focused again obsessively on understanding the company, the industry, all their business divisions, their senior executives, what was going on in the media, public reports, everything, right? So, and then I applied to hundreds of jobs, like literally hundreds of them. And I think this is a very important point. Many times when I get contacted by, again, by people looking for a job, and I ask them, okay, well, so have you applied to the company that you like? They say, yeah, I applied. And what happened? Well, I didn't get the job. And what happened next? Well, I didn't get the job. And he's like, oh, so you applied once. And I mean, that's not the way this works, right? You need to apply to multiple jobs. You may not apply to 200 of them as I did, but you need to apply to multiple jobs with the company that you like across different functions, because what you want is just to get an interview, to talk to people, to get to the company. Once you get in, it's much easier to move across as an internal candidate, right? So anyway, recapping on all of these set of points, have a very well-defined industry and company or set of companies that you want to work for, and a very well-defined, again, geography as well as the job function that you want to perform. And then apply, again, really almost obsessively, right? A job search is a full-time job. You cannot be taking it lightly if you really want to land a job. And not just a job, the job you want, right? And then kind of continuing with my own personal example, I really focus like 70% of my time, of my job searching time, to look for opportunities with the company that I wanted. And then I had my top 10 companies, right? I actually wrote it down, right? I put on a piece of, well, not on a piece of paper, actually on my computer, right? On my digital notebook. What are the 10 companies that I would want to work for? And I wrote them down in order of importance, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. And so having that visual clarity of saying, okay, here is where I'm going to focus my efforts, right? So I focused again, like 70% of my time on my one company that I wanted, like other 20% of my time in my top 10. And then that's 90 about, right? And then the other 10% just on my top 20, right? So kind of from 11 to 20, the other kind of 10 kind of companies that are not kind of my you know, number one choice, but I still would want to work for, right? It's my plan B, my plan B is my top 10, because my plan A was that one company that I wanted to work for, right? And then your plan C, if you will, are those kind of 11 to 20. And then you just focus on those companies. You need to be very focused. I think this is extremely important. Some people are not focused, so they don't accomplish anything because they're just kind of shooting to the space to see if something sticks. So be focused. Have a very well-defined purpose. And that helps you in many ways because you have a very well-defined resume that is relevant for all the companies that you are applying for. It helps you because you gain much more familiarity with the companies that you are applying to. You get much more knowledge about how they interview, because if you start to interview with multiple people for multiple roles in different cities with the same company, you start to build a picture, right? You gain like different kind of pieces of the puzzle. And so you have this growth mindset where you say, well, I didn't get this job, but that doesn't mean that I'm not gonna get a job with the company that I want. Especially if you're looking at, you know, large global companies, which has been kind of the area where I've wanted to position myself and build my career, and I have, right? So having a very, very targeted effort is very important. Every single job I've had, it's been very specific, right? So over the years, I was able to, once I landed that job at Microsoft, then again, purposefully work for other direct competitors to that company. And that made me more valuable within my industry and allowed me to negotiate with more confidence, significant salary increases on every, you know, job move that I've made, right? And so on every single job, I've been very focused on building that career that makes sense, right? In my case, in the high tech industry. Up until my most recent company move that I made about a little over 3 years ago by now, which is with IBM. And so I have, again, when I reach out to IBM, for example, I knew exactly what I wanted. I knew a lot already about the company, a lot for an external person, because I already had been in the industry. I had been their competitor directly and indirectly in some of my different roles. So I understood the company. And then I did very specific research on what they were doing, right? I knew about their brand, Watson, for artificial intelligence. And I knew that they were investing in, gaining a space in the cloud computing, battle, and so on. So I knew a lot about the company. So when I reached out to them, I was very specific, right? I reached out to, multiple people at this company and said, I want to work with you guys because I'm very interested in what you're doing with Watson and in the space of artificial intelligence and so on. I want to be a part of that movement. So I had a very specific message. It was not just, hey, I want a job. This, hey, I buy into your vision. I buy into what you're trying to accomplish and I want to be a part of it. And when people listen to that, they are much more compelled to listen to you. Right. So anyway, knowing about the company that you want to work for, I think is extremely important. So I would definitely recommend you developing a degree of, deep knowledge about the companies that you want to work for. And in order to achieve that, of course, you need to be focused because you cannot have deep knowledge about, 1,000 companies. Right. So it's much better that you have a very well-defined scope. Very, very important point. Now, another very important point, of course, is making good use of social media, right? Times have changed in the ways in which people look for and find jobs have certainly changed as well. There are many options out there, but specifically for me, LinkedIn has been extremely valuable, right? I've actually found, I think, all of my jobs there. Yeah, included my current job with IBM. So extremely, extremely useful. And so a good way to leverage social media, number one, is have a very appealing, clean, clear social media presence, right? Have a professional-looking LinkedIn profile, but now it goes beyond that. It's not just about having listed what you've done in a nice kind of clean professional picture of yourself, but is developing a personal brand of an expert on whatever the field that you are or that you want to be a part of, right? A good way to accomplish that is posting relevant notes and articles and, sharing links related to, again, to the industry and to the field and to the profession, the function that you want to perform. So have an active and relevant and congruent and consistent social media presence and activity is very important so that when once you have accomplished that, when you reach out to other people and try to connect with them and then ask for job opportunities, they see you and you have that credibility that you have built on your social media presence, right? So again, so once you have that good presence, then do those targeted connections, right? So social media allows you to know, anyone you want. You can reach out to the CEO of any company, any public company, any global company. It's amazing, right? So you're not limited only to going and applying to jobs, but you can be creative. And so when you find a job, sometimes it actually tells you who posted it. So you can reach out to the recruiter, but you can also reach out to people who would be potential hiring managers for your job function within that company, right? So remaining targeted is very, very helpful. And so those, you know, targeted efforts, say you can say today, okay, I'm gonna focus on this, you know, company, whatever company you like, right? XYZ, right? And you can reach out and send invitations to connect to recruiters in that company, but also to people who could be potential hiring managers, and also give it a big shot and send invitations to people who are senior executives at that company, right? Two or three levels above someone who could be a hiring manager for you. And send them invitations to connect. Many times people, if you have a professional profile, they'll accept your invite. And then, you know, being respectful of their time, you're not going to be kind of harassing anyone. But it's okay if someone accepts your invite to send a brief thank you note and say, by the way, I send you the invitation because I am looking for a job opportunity in your company. Would it be possible for you to refer me to someone for a role with whatever these characteristics that I'm looking for, right? Question mark, provide your information. You can even attach your resume there, you know, for your reference, for your review. And you'll be surprised. You'll be surprised that people reply back to you. And that's a very effective way to look for a job in a very targeted fashion. So, I mean, those are very, very simple things to do. I'll take a little deep breath right there and recap some concepts, right? So one concept is build a credible, consistent, congruent personal brand in social media, in all social media channels, right? Then leverage that brand to reach out to people, make meaningful connections in a targeted way with people who can help you land a job in the target companies that you have defined for yourself. And then, of course, invest the time and energy in applying for multiple jobs, multiple times at your target companies, and manage your time in a way that is very effective, in which you are prioritizing your kind of number one or number, you know, top five companies that you care about, then your top 10, and then your top 20. And frankly, my advice is don't go beyond that point. Focus on those 20 accounts and those 20 target companies, and you'll have more than enough to stay busy, real, real, real busy, right? And then if something else kind of comes your way in the form of a recruiter reaching out to you from one, you know, company that is outside of your top 20, but is kind of also makes sense, of course, you know, explore the opportunity and see if it, you know, if it makes sense, you know, for you to pursue. But being very targeted, very focused is very helpful. And not only in job searching, but anything and everything you do in this life. Focus is very important. And massive activity is very important. Again, I can't, you know, highlight this more. People who say that they apply for one job at one company, or they had one job interview and didn't get the job, that's not enough. That is not enough. You need to do it dozens of times at least. So you need to be perseverant. That's extremely important. And don't give up, and be persistent. And a combination of high amounts of activity with focus and keeping a positive attitude and building your personal brand actively, consistently, continuously is gonna pay back. It's gonna pay dividends for sure. So you can go and create that brand for yourself and find the job and land the job you want if you pay the price in advance. And the price is not low. It requires time and energy and effort, but it's worth it. So hopefully this is helpful. Of course, there are so many, many other things that I could share, but I don't want to talk for 3 hours about this. So these are just some kind of initial ideas. Hopefully they are beneficial for a few people out there. And I think with that, I will stop this podcast right here. Again, my name is Pavel, and happy to share some positive ideas with you guys. And wishing you a great week ahead. And I will see you soon with another podcast on another subject. Cheers.